Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God has many good things to say, many good things to reveal. I never get used to the revelation of God. I love it every time He does it, every time He speaks, every time He sends a confirmation and new information to me. You know, it's old information to Him. But the Lord can tell you things you just want to go sit down and think about it. And it's always good. I desire that for everybody. Joshua once came to Moses saying, "The people are prophesying." Moses said, "Don't be jealous for my sake. I wish they all prophesied." And now the Holy Spirit has been given. And our sons and daughters can prophesy. But every Christian can have a relationship with the Lord if they never operate in the gift of prophecy. We all share the same spirit. And He came to guide all of us. All of us. All of us to all truth. Not just some of us. Not just the leaders. Not just the preachers. Not just the apostles. And you know, the enemy always try to quell the move of the Spirit. There was a teaching that all the apostles died out. The original apostles, they had to die, just like we all do. If the rapture lingers long enough, we will die, because that enemy hasn't been defeated yet. That enemy is still useful, because the Lord didn't. If the original apostles were still living, that would prove to the world that salvation works. And it wouldn't be by faith, it would be by sight. All the evidence that proves salvation is by faith. So death is still useful. But He's going to, it's the way God did things. You know, it looks like Jesus died on the cross, but He laid His life down. But He told the Pharisees, "If I lay my life down, I'll pick it back up." And He did. There's no bones in the tomb. He's alive. Jesus is alive. He is alive. And He even appeared to me once. He appeared to Kenneth Hagin 3 times. He appears to people now. When He wants to, He appeared to Paul. If Jesus appeared to you, it's biblical. He can do that. And I love Him. Now, the Lord is good. There are Muslims, you know, they don't. God, there are people that He wanted to save. Jesus appeared to them Himself. Many of them. It's all over YouTube how Jesus appeared to people and they got saved. Just like He appeared to Paul. Sometimes there's no preachers in the area, and the Lord knows that there are people that want to know. And their heart cries out, and He responds. Now, by the Holy Spirit, He responds to us. I always talk about the guidance of God. I love it. And when He moves on me to talk about it, I just talk. I can't help but talk about it. I want to talk about it anyway. It's not hard for me to cooperate with the Lord when it's time to talk about the guidance of God. It's our best privilege after salvation. You know, the ability to know how, to know you're going to live forever, that's way out of the park. That's a blessing. That's a big one. And after that, the guidance of God, now you can be guided by the Holy Spirit. And if you ever have anything that's stubborn, that's hard, you know, you've been believing God for years and it just ain't going nowhere. Praise, my friend. Defeat it with praise. You can defeat things biblically. You can defeat it with a seed. You can defeat it with praise. You can defeat it with the spoken word of God. When things are moving slow after you've spoken the word and you've done what God told you to do, praise Him. Because when you look to Him, you can be carried beyond your normal abilities. Praise is the loudest voice of faith. Praise takes you where you want to be. I wrote a word one time called Force It by Faith. When things are stubborn, that need to be moved, when the mountain don't want to go, praise God. Force it by faith. When you speak the word of God, it's not just you. You're speaking it in Jesus' name. There was never a prayer that God didn't honor that came from Jesus. Jesus said, the Father always hears my prayers. That's why he had to say, not my will, thy will be done. When he was doing battle in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will, thy will be done. Once you know the revealed will of God, that's what you pray. And if your mind hadn't caught up to it yet, and you still want to do something else, that's when it's time to go and labor in prayer till you get your mind in link with God's perfect will. You can pray his permissive will, but that's not good for you to do. You're still saved. You're still in the kingdom of God. You still honor God. You're choosing a more limited way that you don't, and you can't be blessed as much if you don't go with the perfect will of God. Never be afraid of the perfect will of God. That's why people fail to be guided by the Lord. They're afraid of the perfect will of God. They're afraid God's going to send them to some remote place and they won't be able to, there are no restaurants and things that they're used to, and there are no roads. People are afraid of that. They hear the stories of missionaries that go around from, it take a month to walk on dry ground to get to a place, and then they live there for 2 years and they have to learn the language and they have to eat whatever the people eat. And they don't want to live like that. The Lord, whatever he give you to do, you will have a desire for it. When you're in the perfect will of God, there is a joy that's unmatched. And some people will have to go in the woods. Some people will have to go to other countries. Most of the time, you're going to be he's going to cause you to be affected where you are. And once you graduate and do the things he's given you to do, he's going to put you where he's getting to. And it's going to be good. Never underestimate what God can do in your life. If you say no to him, you say no to what his plan. And you're sticking to a safe haven where you won't be affected. And sometimes the safe haven really isn't as safe as you think. A person may be blessed. They may have the nice house and everything else. Remember, when you do it God's way, it's going to be good. Never, ever, for a moment, be afraid of the perfect will of God. And don't be don't fear other people's reluctance. Sometimes the very people in your life may be reluctant to do the perfect will of God, especially if you have to move somewhere else. But I promise you, If you're faithful and they're faithful, it's going to be better than you ever expected. God's going to give you the life you were after, and you'll have the joy. Now, some people, they do the perfect will of God, but they're not willing. So when they get to the perfect will of God, they're at the place they should be. They started the church they should start. But they don't enjoy it because they still reluctant. You have to yield. See, you can be obedient and not be willing. And if you're obedient and you're not willing, it's not going to be a joy to you. You're limiting your joy. But every time I confess that I will do all that's in his heart, I feel a joy that just comes over me. I feel a stability that comes over me. I feel like I'm being positioned to his purpose. Every time I make goals that's going to take me forward, that's going to help me do his will better, I feel a greater joy come over me. Every time I do these broadcasts he give me to do, he said, I want you to do as many as you can. Sometimes it's a sacrifice. I do them when I can do them. My schedule was already full. But But when every time I do one, a joy comes over me because I'm in the bubble of obedience. And I want to be. I'm learning things. I learn a lot of things doing the broadcast. I learn things as I endeavor. And that's why I say there are some things you can't learn unless you're in obedience and willing. That's why I so boldly say willing and obedience. Willing obedience takes you far. You learn things in obedience that you cannot learn any other way. It's very important to be willing and obedient to the Lord. Every time I am willing and obedient, I learn things. You see things in a greater way. You're being positioned for something greater. And the Lord don't give you all the details. That He gave me some things to do. I did it. I expected things to be different. It wasn't like I expected. It was hardly ever like I expected. And then when I asked the Lord, He goes silent. He wouldn't say nothing, anything. I had to trust Him. And then I went back and thought about it. I said, well, I know He told me to do this, but now He stopped talking about it. I said, well, but I did what He gave me to do. And He let me know that I did what He gave me to do. But I couldn't do anything else unless He gave me another step. I was faithful with every step. But something happened. Time happened. And then the Lord moved again. He gave me instructions. And then He gave me teachings. And then everything that He started doing years ago started making sense to me when it didn't fully make sense. But the revelation always made sense. The revelation always made sense. The instructions made sense. But what was a mystery was the things I learned after I was obedient. And that's when the mystery was solved. The mystery portion was solved later because He had to teach me things about people. And unless people follow Him, that's how I learned these things. I don't say these things lightly. I learned them. Unless you obey God, there are things you're not going to learn. And my message was to encourage pastors to follow God. And He would send me to pastors, and I'd give them details about things that will happen if they follow God and what will happen if they didn't. And most of the time they did things that way. And there was nobody who would latch on and receive the information. And some people tried to, but they still did it that way. And the Lord reads the hearts. Your ministry is not just based on your faith, but on how people receive it. If people won't receive your message, God will stop giving the message. He'll wait until you find somebody that will hear. And once He found people that were here, then He started the process again. But I went to the people He sent me to. The anointing has two. I depict the anointing as heavy equipment, because I work on heavy equipment sometimes. But the anointing is God's ability to perform and finish a specific task given to a man or a woman, which means a mature person. All right? Now you're faithful, obeying God. You're willing and obedient. Your anointing is on. Every time you're obedient, your anointing is on. You turn that switch on. You turn your key on. Now, the people He send you to, when the Lord starts speaking, if they turn it on, if they become alert, they activate your anointing. You activate it on your end. And then their heart, their receptive heart, activates it on their end. Now it's wise for the Holy Spirit to use you as a conduit and give information. So you're actively willing and obedient, and they are too. Now the anointing is working. Until they activate it on their end, it's on your part. You can learn from it. You can learn details of things you need to know. But once they activate it, it's working in real time. And the information that comes through your mouth, you can catch it too. And that's how the anointing works. Whether it's information, whether it's a miracle. If people reject the miracle, then it can't finish. But if they receive it, it'll finish. And the work of God will be done. The Lord had to wait on people to be receptive. I had to find, when I was around people that, whenever I was around people that were receptive, they'd activate my anointing. And on the other end of that, if they were full of pride and they dissembled in their heart and wouldn't receive, even the current revelation that I the revelation that I have been receiving currently, when I get in their presence, it's like the Lord will take all that information, put it in a suitcase where I couldn't get to it, and lock it up. And I couldn't even remember it. And I wanted to tell them the wonderful things that God had been telling me, but in their presence, I couldn't get to it. I promise you, I couldn't make myself say the things God gave me. I couldn't find it in my heart or my mind. I live by it, but I couldn't explain it. It's like I forgot it all. And as soon as I leave, I could tell them basic things, not the greater things that God had been currently giving me. And it puzzled me. I didn't know why. I thought it was an attack of the enemy. I even asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how does Satan do that? I told Satan, you can't do that anymore. Because I've always had success of taking authority over Satan. But it wasn't Satan. The Lord was responding to their proud heart. Because he gives grace to the humble and he resists the proud. And the Lord was resisting the proud. I'm trying to bless him because I couldn't tell. I'm caught in the middle of this. My anointing's on. They turned it off. On my end, it's on. And the Holy Spirit's responding to everything. And it's like I couldn't get to, I couldn't tell them the secrets that God told me. And then when I leave their house or leave their presence and drive down the road, everything just immediately comes back. I'm like, what's going on? I had to trust God. I didn't understand all this back then. And this was years ago. I didn't know what was going on. I said, wow, what's going on? And then when I get in the presence of people that are hungry, oh man, the anointing is on my part. And then they turn it on. Now it's working. I didn't even know how to explain all this. They activated my anointing, and the Lord had me saying things I couldn't imagine. I was learning from the anointing as I was saying what God had me say, as he was putting things in my heart, just like he do on a lot of these broadcasts. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to say. Even this. He's helped me explain things I desired to explain years ago. It's like I'm having a party inside everywhere I go. That's the God I want people to know. But that kind of knowledge and revelation comes from yielding to him, being obedient. Not acting like Lucifer. You know, he's clever because he once did this. That's why he's so hard to fight sometimes. He was once in God's presence. He experienced these things that we're entering into. And now we got to fight that joker. But remember, don't be afraid of him. He fights us on our level. He's commanded. That's his rule. He can't fight on his level. He can't fight us on his level. But we fight him on our level. And we do it. We already won. We speak the words of Jesus. And it works. See, God is dealing with everything. He has to give grace to the humble. That's what he does. That's his wisdom. That's what he put in motion. And he resists the proud. And sometimes you're in the middle of it. If you're anointed, you will be. I'm explaining some things to a lot of y'all. Because God's going to always resist the proud, and he's going to always give grace to the humble. Sometimes it wouldn't be at convenient times. I had already planned to do something, and somebody's hungry. And I just take time and spend time with them until the Lord finishes. And he always blessed me for doing so, just like he's going to bless you. The Lord our God is good, and his mercy endures forever. He loves us. He cares about us in every way, on every level. And he will leave no joy out of your life. Now, I said last broadcast how I talked about how the judgments of Revelation don't have to fall if everybody repented. But that won't happen because Daniel said the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked. The wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand. So most of the people in this world will not understand because they're wicked, unless enough light is shown. But there are those who are in deep rebellion, and they will not understand because they've chosen the wicked way, and they've dissembled in their heart, and they've hardened their heart against God. They become proud. You know, it's kind of like HIV. And then full-blown AIDS. Some people are deceived. They got HIV spiritually. But if enough light is shown, they can get help and get cured. And then there are those who just all out in rebellion. They even worship the devil. To those, they'll be lost. And the judgments will fall. I'm not saying that it won't. It's definitely going to happen. Can't be reversed. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.